My name is Chris Gray. I'm a developer in the Windows Server team. I just recently started my job here, and I kind of wanted to do a demo of some things that I've learned that are very interesting, and I want to highlight my server at home. I've been using a server since I got a little bit dabbling in photography, and I've been generating a lot of data, a lot of online photos. And I put together a server at home to hold those, and I do all the things that you would expect. I have a online photo album, and I've got ways to upload the files. And also I've got and the purpose for this demo is I've got a Windows CE powered telephone. My previous group was Windows CE, and I wanted to show how you can take a picture using this camera. So the telephone has a camera on it. I want to show very simply, like 20 to 30 lines of code, how I can take a picture here and upload it to my server at home.
Okay, so I'm assuming that the reason why you have a server at home is that more and more frequently people are moving to digital photography.
That's right.
Both stills and video.
And video, that's right.
And need some way to store all of that content.
Uh-huh.
So that's why you have a machine at home that's acting as a server.
Right.
Okay. So can you give us some kind of architectural layout of how all of this works?
Sure, yeah. Let's go to my whiteboard. All right, so I just want to do a quick architectural diagram of my home network. I think my network's pretty typical and relatively simple. So I use a DSL modem, and I'm going to just draw a little cloud representing the internet with an eye. It goes into a wireless access point. This is the wireless. And this is just a Microsoft MN700 wireless access point. Then here it's got Ethernet. And I bought a very inexpensive server. A lot of the big manufacturers now sell servers in the $300 price range. They don't have a lot of capability in terms of a huge processor, huge amounts of RAM, but they're very inexpensive and they're certainly adequate for what I want to accomplish.
What sort of specification is that? What operating system are you running on there?
I'm running Windows 203 Server, but everything we're going to do in the demo today and everything really, or most everything that I'm doing, not everything, but most everything I'm doing could be accomplished with Windows XP Pro, and many of the things could be accomplished with Windows XP Home.
Okay, so what is the kind of spec sheet? In terms of processor and hard drive?
Management. Cheap as I can get. I actually literally went to every manufacturer and every manufacturer that that I like, and then even local, and just found the cheapest machine. I believe it's, I can't even tell you the specs. It's about 256 meg or 512 meg of RAM, very low, and I believe a 2 gigahertz, around 2 gigahertz Intel Centrino. But I could use almost anything.
Okay.
In a few minutes, I'll show you a machine that I have here at work that's very similar, and I believe it's only a one gigahertz machine.
Right.
But I'm not doing anything that's very processor intensive here.
Okay.
I just have lots of disk space. That's the key. So this is the server. And on this server, I've been using, I'm just going to draw some USB disks, USB hard drives. I use these for backing up and things like that. Inside of my server, I've been using, because I'm running Windows Server, I can run software RAID. What RAID will let you do is have two hard drives, two or more hard drives, but then if one is to break, you can retrieve all the data on it because they call it mirroring. So you get half 50% of the disk space, but that way you have full redundancy if something were to break. So this is my server. And this is where most of the fun happens. But then over here, I've also got a notebook. PC. This is my notebook. And this, I just wandered around with this. It really has nothing to do with the demo that we're going to do today. As far as configuration goes...
You just wanted everyone to know that you've got a notebook.
Well, I just wanted to diagram my home network accurately. But I've got... In order to accomplish this, I have to redirect some ports. A port is a network concept. It's sort of think of a phone number. And I'm going to redirect port 80 for the web server. And this is they call this a static port forward. And so that way, all that traffic will go here. And I'm also going to do 3389, which is terminal server, It's a method to remote desktop into a machine. So you get, what happens is when I'm at work, I can terminal server into my machine and get the actual screen that would be on the server if I were local.
Right.
And that works with Windows XP Pro and 203 server, but not XP Home. And so I redirect those both to my server. And with that, that kind of accomplishes, looks when I'm on the internet like my server is not behind this gateway. All right, so for fun, I went to quite a few sites, but I went to one of the Dynamic DNS sites because I wanted to get my own host name. So I wanted, myhost.com. I'm just making up the my host part. But I wanted, my personalized vanity website. And because of my DSL connection is, it's got what they call a dynamic IP address, I pay a yearly fee to a company that will translate this into the IP address, the dynamic IP address that my ISP gives to my router. And then that way I can go to www.myvanitysite.com.
Does your ISP change the IP address that you've given?
Very rare. It happened the other day. I found out, I think it was 3 months before it changed the name.
Okay.
So it was a very long time. I had my software misconfigured. But, yeah, I figured it out. It took about 3 months.
Right.
This is a very long time. All right. Well, I guess we can go hit the code. Cool. I'll show you the demo.
So what are you actually going to be showing as part of this demo?
I want to basically take a picture of you.
Okay.
And then I want to...
With all the camera gear.
With all my camera gear, with my phone. So this is it's a big phone, but I keep the phone in my pocket.
It's a Pocket PC phone edition.
That's right, it's a Pocket PC phone edition. And I'll take a picture, and then I will load a piece of software that we'll write here in a second, discover the image, just browse to the image, and then upload it to my server.
Okay.
And then, in addition, we'll write a small... program that'll just display the image. My goal really here isn't to have a fully robust solution. I just want to kind of illustrate the point of how easy it is to integrate your phone to a server. I mean, literally in 20, 30 lines of code, and we'll be done. It'll be very quick.
Fantastic.
All right.
Let's get
to the demo. Let's do it. All right. So what I've got here is the project opened for the server component. And again, there are two pieces, the presentation HTML page, and the web service, it's a class, web service class, that will accept the image. In this example, there really isn't too much to it. I want to show you first the HTML document that will give the presentation to our user. I highly recommend, if you like your friends, to customize this some. I've just removed everything that's cool from this. Like I can imagine you had to drop shadow, or maybe even you modify my web service to take... title or an author. There are a lot of things you can do, but at its core,
I've seen in some cases people put in GPS location.
Yeah,
it was taken.
Well, that's kind of cool.
Which is kind of interesting.
Yeah, that's actually really cool. And then you could I think MapPoint, they have some web services you can correlate.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, that'd be cool. Anyways, you get the idea. There are a lot of things you can do.
Next project maybe.
There you go. All I'm gonna do. Is call, there's a system.io.directory has this git files. If you're familiar with Win32, it's very similar to find first file. And I'm going to ask for every file in the server.map path will get the folder that the service is running in. And I want the subfolder called pix. And pix is going to be a relatively insecure folder that we're going to use. I'll show you that in a second. But don't put anything important in there. I don't think it'd be a problem, but in your mind, the pix folder should be kind of open to the world. And then star.jpg. So what that will do is it'll come back with an array of strings that represent every JPEG image in the folder, the pix folder. And then I'm going to say for each string S and P files, that's what this will do is enumerate every instance of a string. And I want to remove the root of the server. So this will come back with something along the lines, depending on your server, C:// inetpub, et cetera, et cetera. I don't want any of that. I want to map the root, and I want to remove that. So I want to remove that portion. And what this will give me is ./pix/ image.jpg, image1.jpg. And then this is my HTML. Very simple and not really... It's boring. I say I want to center the image, and I want to break a BR break at the end, like a new line. And that's it. That's it for the presentation. I highly recommend that you customize this guy up, because you can have a lot of fun here. All right, so then let me jump over to the web service app, the beefier part of this. So what I've got here is I just opened the web service portion of this, and for the purpose of this demo, I've called this namespace MoBlog. I'm gonna MoBlog like a mobile blog. And I just new project and followed the web service wizard just to create a very simple web service, and all the code's just the stock code. I've added one function. Again, you'll notice it's pretty small. It's about 10-12 lines of code. To expose this method on the web using XML web services, all I have to do is put this bracket web method on it, and then define my function signature. All right, so the code for this is very simple. It's in effect, all it's going to do is open a file, dump the contents from the Pocket PC, close the file, and then that's all. So my version of security here, which I highly recommend you do something more secure than this, but for the purposes of this demo, I just want to show web services and not all the security stuff. We have plenty of articles on MSDN that you can read. But for this demo, I'll be taking a clear text password over the phone network. That means it's not in any way hashed, or it's completely visible, so it's not secure. And I really want to underscore that. If you want to use this demo, especially in a production type thing, you need to do some due diligence on security. This is not secure. And I'm just going to say, if the password is test, allow the code to run. If it's not, I'm just going to throw an invalid password exception. So the code here will do very little. It takes the file name, and this is the full file name from the PDA. So this could be something like /my document/my pictures/image.jpg. So we need to remove the beginning part of that, and all we want is image.jpg, and then a byte array that will contain all of the content of that JPEG. So what we do first is we take the file name that's passed to us. Remember, that's the big one. And we remove everything that comes before the first slash. So that's what this line will do. Then we map this file name into our pix folder within the vroot that we're using on the web server. And that's what this will do. If I'm being quick here, I encourage you to read the documentation. The IIS and ASP.NET team have done a fantastic job with documentation. I create a file stream and a byte writer. And what that effectively do, think create file, and it makes a stream-based object that I can write to. I call into the writer, write the full thing, close, we're done. That's all the code involved. I haven't counted the lines, but it's probably 20 or 30, 40 lines of code, something like that. It's very small. Okay. And I'd like to give you, I guess now I want to go and show you how do you deploy this thing, is it very complicated to deploy? What's involved? What are the steps? And actually, I want to show my home server a little bit too. So let me. At this point, let me build the solution, and this will make a folder on my local XP. I'm developing this on Windows XP Pro. It'll make a folder, and I'm going to copy that folder to the server, and I'm going to use Terminal Server to do that. It's very interesting. It's a feature I absolutely love about having a home server. I want to show you this. Then I'll go into the IIS config tool, and I'll make this a web application. And then I'll copy this to my PDA, and I'll give you take a picture of Mike or something and upload it. I don't know.
Okay, fine. Great.
Sounds good? Okay. All right, so now on my... at this point, I want to connect it to my home server and show you the server, show you what Terminal Server is all about, and hopefully you'll get the idea of how cool this is. And this functionality will work with Windows XP Pro or Windows Server. So I'm going to start run. The program on XP is called MSTSC. You can get to this in easier ways, but this is how I'm going to do it. Let me connect up. And you'll notice this gives me a Windows Server 2003 login. I mean, it's as if I'm at my machine at home. Once I type in my credentials...
That wasn't test, was it?
No, that wasn't test. but once I typed in my credentials, I get my desktop, just as I left it, in fact, on my machine before we got here. So one of the cool things that Terminal Server will let you do is remote the drive of the machine you're connecting from. So let me say that again, that the hard drives on my client computer will be remoted to my server, so I can go get files while I'm Terminal Server here. I can get files back on the machine I'm connecting from, if that makes sense. And so what I want to do, I know I want to go to the C drive, and I want to copy the web service over. So on my machine, I know I'm just going to quickly navigate to where I know the content is. And then this will be the folder on my my work computer. Oh, and keep in mind, this is on my home machine. This is live over DSL from Microsoft to my home. And then I want to create a folder on my server on the C drive in the inetpub wwroot called Moblock. And that's going to be the name of my app. To deploy this, very simple. I highlight all the files. These files, again, remember, they're located on my client XP machine at work.
And you just built that in Visual Studio.
Which I just built in Visual Studio. And now I'm just going to copy and paste it over to my server. And this takes a few seconds to copy, but it's very easy to deploy. And at this point, I will have a website on the internet. Now, it won't have it won't be totally configured. We do have to do a very little bit. Let me show you. One of the things that we have to do is, if you remember, I said that the Pix folder, I want you to treat that as an insecure site. Now, what I recommend here is that you use some form of impersonation on the web service and then give that permission. But for purposes of this demo, I want it to be very quick. I'm going to go to Properties, Security, and I'm going to add the network service user to this, and I'm going to give them full control of this folder. Now, only the pictures folder do I want to give permission like this to. And what will happen here is when the phone sends the image over to the web server will be operating in this network service context, and then it will create the file. So it needs to have permission to create that file. Okay, so now that the files have been copied over, I need to go into IIS and configure it a little bit, just a little bit. So I'm on my computer. If I go start, it just shows up here, but it's also under Administrative Tools, Internet Information Services Manager. This is my computer. If I browse to websites, default website, you'll notice that the folder that I just created called Moblog shows up, but it's not... It won't respond to the web services at this point. So I need to go to Properties, and then it's very simple. Under Application Name, I just click Create, and the default will be called Moblog. So that's all I want to do. I'm going to press OK. And we're deployed. So at this point, the permissions are configured on the Pix folder, and the web service is up, and we've got the presentation page. So what I wanted to show you now is the software involved that will be running on the phone. It's very simple. I really don't want to add any features. You could add a ton. You could add different graphical ways to select the pictures. All I want to do is just illustrate the point of how simple it is to do the interconnect between the server and the PDA. So let's go over to Visual Studio.
This is Visual Studio 2003?
That's correct. And I'm not going to show actually creating a project. It's very simple. You just you just create a new project that's for the PDA and do Pocket PC 2003 or whatever version you've got. It's very simple. And then I haven't even renamed the form names. So all I want to do is all I need to do is just draw the password box And then a little dot, dot, dot. What that will do is when you click on it, it will pop up a dialog that lets you choose the file that you want to upload. And then it will display that here and give you an upload button. It's very simple. Because we're going to be using the out-of-the-box file open dialog control, I had to drag that over. And that's very simple. If you go view toolbox, open file dialog, just drag that guy over, and then you're done. And let me just show you the code. It's very simple. There's only two functions. Button one click, which is the, I probably should rename it, but that's the upload button. All it will do is create a file stream of the file that you've chosen. It will then, at this point, it will connect up to the service using XML Web Services. It will call an upload function that will pass the password, the name of the file, so what we will tell the server what the name of the file is, and then it'll give this byte array of the file, and then close and terminate. It'll give you a dialog box saying upload's complete, but then it'll exit the program. And that's all there is to it. Open the file, create the web service, call the web service function, terminate the app. It's very simple. And then for fun, well, I'll show you. The second function is the find image button. That's the dot, 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 if you remember. I'll flip back. That's this dot, dot, dot here. And this is what lets you choose the photo. It's very simple because I'm using a standard control. I give it a filter saying I only want JPEG images. I tell it to show the dialog. And then, assuming that the user clicked OK, I set the text of the dialog. That's the control that was immediately beside it. And that's all I do. And that's the entire program for the Pocket PC.
Yep.
All right, so hopefully we didn't just clip there, but I forgot to show you something during the demo. And what that something is how do you take the Pocket PC client app and create that web service? So I skimmed that detail, and I want to go back and cover that a little more thoroughly. So if we go over to my solution for the Pocket PC portion of our app, you'll see that there's an area called Web References. And what this will let you do is very easily connect up to a web service that's on the web. So at this point, I've got a web service online. It's already been built and deployed. So I'm going to right-click on this and say Add Web Reference. And then I'm going to type in the URL here. In our case, it'll be called moblog.asmx. And what this is doing is, from my machine at work, it's connecting to my server at home, and you can see it's detected the method upload image. That's the one that we create in the on the server side. And all I have to do is name it, and I'm going to call it home server, and I'm just going to click Add Reference. And that's all we have to do. It's very simple.
I want to do a quick demo of what we've just created. And I want to talk to you again about what the three components are. So Just reiterate, there is the phone. This is my personal phone that has a GPRS connection, and it has a camera. So what GPRS lets me do is make data connections on the internet. Just like if I were on a DSL or cable modem or over dial-up, I can access the internet off my phone. Most phone providers have something similar to this now. My particular camera has a camera on it. And something I like to do is take pictures with this. They're usually funny pictures that people have done something a little silly or whatever, and I want to take a picture and usually make fun of them. So that's what I do with it. But when you make fun of somebody with the camera phone, they often want to delete the picture. So I found it's handy if I can take their picture and then quickly upload it to my home server. And it kind of gets it out of their control a little bit. So my application, the three parts are, on the phone I've got an upload app, which I showed how to create that, and I'll put all this code up on my blog, or I'll put a link to it when the video comes out. And then two pieces of software on the server. One is a web service application that will accept the file as a binary array, byte array rather, from the phone over using web services. And then the third one is the link that I'll give to my friends when I want to embarrass them, or rephrase actually, the link I'll give to my other friends when I want to embarrass one of my friends. So let me give you a quick walkthrough. So this is the app that we wrote on the desktop, and I've copied it over to my phone. You can use ActiveSync or SD card, or there are quite a few ways. Just copy the executable over, and then launch it. And then if you remember, there were the user interaction parts here. You type in the password. Now, if how are you? I had hard code this, or better, even better, come up with some real way of doing this. Again, I want to suggest Windows authentication. But I'm going to type in the password, and if you remember, we hard coded that to be test. And then we hit the dot 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 button, which will give us some images to take a picture of. So what I want to do, though, let me take a picture of Mike here. Mike, do something goofy. Let's see here. Oh, he's goofy. So there's a picture of Mike. Can you see it?
Yep.
All right, so that's the picture we want to get on the web. So I'm going back to my app. I'm going to hit the dot, dot, dot button. And I know that the way this thing creates photos, it starts at one and works up. So this is the newest one image. That's going to be Mike.
And of course, what you could do is put a thumbnail.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. So between me and the wall, I've actually got another app that I wrote that will let you choose them with your finger of big pictures. But it was bigger than the 20-line demo I wanted.
Right.
But yeah, absolutely. You could put a little image control right there just to, you know, like reinforce it.
Anyway. So just before you hit upload, if I browse up to your Windows Server 2003, we've got the pics folder.
Sure.
Open there, and that folder is just.
Right, and keep in mind that this window here is being remoted from my server at home, again over DSL, and there's nothing in here. And then now I'm on this window here will be on my machine at work, my client at work, and I'm going to hit F5, and you'll notice that there's nothing. Well, once my computer wakes up, there we go. You'll notice that there's no photos here. All right, so Mike, can you back down here? I'm going to tap here to wake up the screen, and I'm going to hit upload. No, we're going to probably have to cut here. This takes a few seconds. Usually what I do is secretly take a picture of my friend being silly, quickly run to my upload button, and then throw this guy in my pocket. But it does take a few seconds to upload because we're using cell network, and cell networks are they're not as fast as the Ethernet that we're typically used to. Okay, so Mike and I are sitting here goofing around, but... We clipped there just a few seconds because it takes about a minute to upload. But you'll notice on the terminal server here, we have a photo that's been uploaded to my server. And if you remember, this is the picture of Mike acting goofy. And now I'm going to, on my XP machine at work, I'm going to reopen Internet Explorer, and I'm going to push F5 to reload. And it's downloaded the picture of Mike. A lot of fun things you can do here. My app didn't do any type of like caption or title or tell you anything about what this is, but I encourage you, you know, take this code and play with it. Put captions in there. You can have fun with it. You can maybe timestamp some stuff, upload more data. On the server side, you could hook it into a SQL server and put all kinds of information there. So when what I'm envisioning is the application. You write an ASP.NET photo album, like I've written one for my house, and what that will do is to take the picture I took with my real digital camera, but it will build thumbnails. Yeah, build thumbnails. And so I'm imagining if you've got something like that already, you could integrate into with that. So if you've already got a database, you could put it in there, or I don't. There's a lot of things you can do. I think it's just tons of fun, and I just wanted to show the general idea.
Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Scrap, scrap.
How will we do this? So, we're back! Let's do like some,
clap.
Hello!
Take four!
Take four! Okay.